The Cat Named Mo Show.
You're listening to The Cat Named Mo Show.
Okay, tell him these aren't funny.
These aren't funny.
No, tell him these aren't funny.
These aren't funny.
No, you gotta say, tell him these aren't funny.
Tell him these aren't funny. I'm tired of doing them.
102.5 The Bone.
Welcome back. It's the Cat Named Mo Show. Coming at you on a Saturday, a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. I mean, I think it's gorgeous. I haven't been outside in like 4 hours. Is it gorgeous still?
It is, yes. It's okay. Really nice out.
All right, gorgeous Saturday afternoon. Thanks for hanging out with us. My boy Johnny B now follows us 3 to 6. Funny show with Ryan Adams and Anna. Make sure you stay. Also, well, I don't want to forget about Isaiah as well. Make sure you stick around for them. And John Sinning and Jake will be debuting.
Yeah, that's today.
I believe they're calling it the Crowded Takeover. And that, I believe, is from 6 until 8.
That's exciting.
Absolutely. That happens tonight. So make sure that you stick around and show John Sinning and Jake and the boys of the Crowded Takeover, formerly the Crowded Table, some love. I need a little time to wake up. I'm hungover like a mother.
Are you?
Yeah.
What did you do last night?
Stuff your goody ears don't want to hear about.
Yeah,
don't you worry about
that's
it.
That's true.
That's damn true. All right. I do want to tell you this before you do your Weekend Rock segment. It's a funny thing. I got engaged. I know. When did I get married?
What? Oh, my gosh. Really, Mo?
It's all a blur to me, Roland. I'm not going to lie to you.
I understand.
I haven't had time to process it yet.
Is that why you're hungover? Because you realized you're married again?
Sure. Sure. That's my story.
Drown that out.
I'm sticking to it. So you get wedding gifts, obviously. Mm-hmm. Roland, I don't know how you're married, right? I had to, when we registered at Bed Bath & Beyond and Target, and I pretty much was walking through allowing my fiance at the time to scan stuff. It was a pain in the ass to me. Guys don't care about stuff like
that. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, guys do.
Okay, and we
they're marrying other guys.
Yeah.
No,
I'm just kidding.
That is not
I'm only
true.
Kidding. Listen, Roland, it's true.
It's not true.
But I can't endorse that narrative.
Well, I didn't say there was anything wrong with that.
No, not at all.
That's cool. They can marry each other.
Guys don't like to shop when they're buying stuff. They certainly don't want to go through a store shopping for stuff they might get. We're not window shopping.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
By the way, let me welcome into the conversation model and fashion designer Ashley Claire. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
Pull that mic right up to you. She has been on the show before. We're going to be talking about an event I'm doing. If you got Bone TV, tune in because she's absolutely gorgeous. But there's many more facets to her than just that. But on TV, what do you care about those facets? All right, so listen to me. So guys don't like I didn't care about any aspect of the wedding except saying I do.
Okay.
And I was marginally interested in that.
And that's just you, because not all guys are like that.
The whole registration thing, though, you're telling people what you want at your...
Yeah, it's just like a baby shower. You register, and they buy you things. It's better to have them buy you things that you need or you want than to have them give you things that you're not even going to use.
And this is the point.
Or give me money.
And this is the point that I'm getting at.
Give me money.
So she goes through. She's a girl, so it's bowls for this.
Right.
Yeah, salad. Yeah, we need a set of salad bowls.
Sure.
We need a set of baker's bowls.
Of course.
We need a set of soup bowls. We need a set of cereal bowls.
Well, who eats cereal like, out of a soup bowl?
The beautiful aspect of a bowl, Jerrica, is that it'll fit anything you put in it. You don't need special designations of bowls. So we get towels. We need the decorative towels, the drying towels.
See, you're missing
the
it.
Hanging
that's
towel.
Exciting. That's
it
an
really
exciting
is.
Part
there,
of getting married.
There is nothing exciting about towels, Jerrica.
No.
Yes, it is.
Nothing
there is.
Whatsoever.
That's your opinion.
It's a towel.
Right.
Half of them I can't even use or I'm going to get yelled at.
Right.
Okay.
So what's the
that's
point?
That's true.
Right. Okay, and then it's the bread maker, which is the biggest scam in the kitchen industry. Who makes their own bread?
Yeah, that I don't know about.
It's $1.25 for like 50 slices.
Yeah.
Buy it like everybody
right,
else.
Right.
I ain't got no time for that. That is the puree, the puree, the blah, 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 blah. But now what she's doing is she's getting all of these little ticket items. And me being the man that I am, I'm like, let's put some high ticket items on here. You're giving them too many choices of little ticket items.
Like a new bed?
No. You guys don't care about bed. No. There's this nice, like, $400 microwave. It was a Cuisinart.
Okay.
And then.
Will it make bread?
Yeah.
$400 for a microwave?
Don't worry about what we do.
Oh, my gosh.
When I microwave, I like to make a statement. Okay, so it's $400.
Considering you use that the most, yeah.
For a microwave. Then there's this pimp-ass Bose outdoor waterproof speaker Bluetooth system.
Gotta have that.
Yeah, so when you're in the pool or when you're working out, you got your Bluetooth music and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm earmarking stuff like that. And then there's this $500 grill. That's
Bath and Beyond.
No, online. Online.
Oh, okay.
But it's a little less. It's got the side burners for you know when you want to boiling some corn on the cob, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't gotta be all about the beans.
So are you gonna cook on that grill?
Don't worry about what I do.
Okay.
Now listen.
Exactly.
Just gonna dry towels on the
Let's
grill.
Let's go back
here.
To the microwave.
Yeah. Okay. So these are the things that I put on. So then starts a slow trickle of gifts pre-wedding into our household.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm noticing is there's an awful lot of bowls coming through the joint.
Oh, man.
Wait, how did you know that? Because it was already opened?
No, we would open them as we got them.
Why? You're not supposed to do that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Somebody sent you a gift. Open that thing.
No, that ruins it.
No, how does it ruin it?
Because you're supposed to wait till you're married. And
why?
Then you come and then you
maybe
open
I want a
it.
Bowl of cereal now.
Yeah.
I got to wait till I'm married to get some Fruit Loops.
Yes. Can you wait for something?
Women are so difficult. So anyway.
Tough to deal with.
So we start opening them up. I've been married 5 times. How many times have you been married?
Zero
okay,
so far.
I think I got this. Young Jen over there trying to tell me how to open the and open my presents up.
Most experienced in being married.
All right.
Clearly.
So the slow trickle of presents start coming in. It's bowl this, bowl that, towel this, bed sheet that,
silverware.
Oh my God.
Oh,
oh my God. You know what my silverware is? The plastic forks in the kitchen here.
Exactly.
Every night after the BTRS, I grab a handful.
Or through the drive thru, he's like, can I get extra napkins,
Absolutely.
Please?
Who needs to do dishes?
Yeah. You want to know the last time I bought a bottle of ketchup? All right, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, some of it's here.
Some of it's there.
Yeah. So, and I'm noticing none of my big ticket items are making it through the cut.
Of course not.
So what I do, Roland, is I get proactive.
Of course.
I noticed that a couple of friends haven't sent in anything yet.
Okay.
So I start accidentally sending them photos of like the microwave or the
grill.
I go, I was trying to go through my registry. Don't worry about that.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that picture coming through. And guess what?
Somebody got it for you.
Mike Cassens, my realtor, got me that Cuisinart microwave.
Oh, man.
I got a good friend got me my $400 grill with the side boilers for the corn on the cob.
Nice.
And I also got this beautiful, beautiful coffee table and side table that I wanted.
And did you get coasters for the table so you don't ruin the table?
I absolutely did. Okay. I got a nice, I had a toaster oven, but I got a nice, toaster oven that's chrome, that matches the chrome in the kitchen.
Nice.
So I got the big ticket item.
So what are you going to do with the old toaster oven?
The big ticket item. It's in the garage.
Ben may need that. Trade you, you know that.
Ben who?
Swig.
Oh, Ben Swig.
I'm just kidding.
So I finally got the big ticket items, but now this was a long way to get to the story that I actually wanted to tell you. And I'm going to do that when we come back from break.
All right.
I'm going to tell you my nightmare Bed Bath & Beyond experience.
Okay.
And Don and Lisa Miggs are directly related to this nightmare Bed Bath & Beyond story that I am going to tell you.
Can't wait to hear it.
Don't go anywhere. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw. Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.